May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the cornerstone, the foundation of the church, the one we worship this holy day. Amen. Today our text is the Gospel from Luke chapter 10, the wonderful story of Mary and Martha and Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, ever pour out the Holy Spirit upon your church this day and always. Grant us great faith. Grant us boldness. May we gladly hear your word like Mary. Bless us with the Holy Spirit. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I am excited, especially thrilled, eager to preach the sermon today. I'm always a bit excited, eager to preach a sermon, the Word of God. But today, Rally Day, I'm excited because I get to preach about what is good for the church and what is better for the church and what is best for the church. That makes a great sermon. That's a good Rally Day sermon, I think. What is good for First Lutheran Church this day in the fall, winter, spring, and onward? What is better for the church and what is the best for the church? And in a way, it's all right here in this little story in Luke 10, selected for Rally Day. First of all, we consider today what is good for First Lutheran Church. We're gathered here today. What's good for the church is this. It is good to serve the Lord. Say it with me. It is good to serve the Lord. And we learn that from Martha in this little story. Let's not be too hard on Martha. She's not some despicable, evil woman that wants to do harm to Jesus and harm to other people. Her priorities are mixed up, and the Lord rebukes her gently for that in love. But Martha, in a lot of ways, is a wonderful example of serving. She's a good example of serving your Lord. Again, priorities messed up. We'll get to that in a moment. But a pretty good example of serving her God. She loves Jesus. First of all, she welcomes Jesus into her home. Now, that's no big deal to us today, but in the Lord's day, this is quite scandalous. A rabbi could invite women and other people at his home and teach them, but it's very, very rare, if not scandalous, for a woman or women to invite a rabbi into their home and to feed them. What would the neighborhood say about these women inviting a man over to their house and they're not married? What's this all about? Bit of a scandal. Martha and Mary don't care what the people think. They want to be with Jesus. And she wants to serve Jesus. I don't care what the crowd thinks. I want to serve Jesus. Good attitude. I don't care what others think out there. I want to serve my Jesus because I love my Jesus. And apparently, Martha is very fast and eager to serve. She's not reluctant. She serves willingly in an eager way, a fast way. And thirdly, she wants to give her best to Jesus, which is very, very noble and good. She doesn't serve Jesus leftovers. All right, here's some leftover pot roast, Jesus. Enjoy. I might even try to heat it up for you. She doesn't pack a lunch for Jesus. I know you're traveling. Here's peanut butter and jelly, Jesus. Now be on your way. Get out, I got things to do, I got to clean my house. She doesn't just give money to Jesus. Here's some money, go get your own lunch, I'm busy right now. But she actually is very hospitable and welcomes Jesus into her home and apparently wants to cook him a nice big meal. Such a big meal that she needs Mary to help her. And she's angry that Mary's not helping her. This is a pretty big meal. It's a steak and potatoes and green beans, a really good meal here. She knows that Jesus is traveling, probably never gets to eat real well. So I'm going to have Jesus over and let him rest and relax. I'm going to serve him and give him a good meal. And her attitude, she's willing. She's not doing this out of guilt because she has to. We don't really get that in the text. She's not doing this for glory, showing off, look at how good I am. I mean, there's nobody there except her, we think, and Mary and Jesus. Who's she showing off to? She's doing it because she loves Jesus. She wants to serve Jesus. May we do the same. How can you serve your Jesus and serve your neighbor? Because you find Jesus in your neighbor, especially your neighbor in need. How can I serve First Lutheran Church as we enter the fall? Serve at work, serve at home. Now, I heard a great compliment about our kindergarten teacher this past week. And if you didn't know, our kindergarten teacher in school is my wife, Anne. and she'll probably get angry about towards me, but so be it, I'll take care of it at home later. Good compliment. And I was told this week where a little boy in her class, actually Elizabeth's grandson, Ingrid's son, is in her class, and little Carmine was asked, what do you like about kindergarten this year? He's been there 4 weeks now. What do you like about kindergarten? You know what he said? This is from Elizabeth. He said, my teacher loves me. Isn't that sweet? That makes me want to cry. My teacher loves me. You know, do people know that you love them? Your family really know that you love them? Your friends know that you love them? Your church members know that you really love them and care for them? Co-workers know that you love them? Jesus knows that Martha loves him. Does Jesus know that you love him? It is good to serve the Lord. One more time. It is good to serve the Lord. Well, that's just the beginning. There's better stuff and there's the best stuff coming. Secondly, we learn here, there's something better for the church. A higher priority for the church. A higher priority for the congregation. It is better to sit and listen to the Lord. It is better to sit and listen. Now say that louder, First Lutheran. It is better to sit and listen. And yet, best you say that as you're sitting and listening right now. And we have the great example of Mary who shines brighter than Martha. Martha's priority is a bit mixed up of what's really important. Mary sits and she's listening at the feet of Jesus. What an example for the church. Rally day, Sunday school, Bible classes, to sit and at Jesus' feet and listen to the words of Jesus. She is not lying down yawning. She's not slouched in the pew tracking time, trying to stay awake. She is not standing mulling around trying to serve at the same time trying to listen to Jesus like Martha's probably doing, distracted by the preparations. Her full undivided attention on Jesus. And that's the church's calling above all. To sit the posture of learning and listening and to listen to the words of Jesus. Receiving what he gives. Jesus entered that home. Be clear now. Understand, he entered that home not to be served. Jesus never enters anywhere to be served. He enters to serve as always. Jesus did not enter that home to be fed. He didn't care about his hungry stomach. That's not why he was there. He entered that home to feed the true food, his holy word. At the end of the text, we have a little play on words from Jesus. He's kind of teasing Martha, I think. He loves Martha. Martha's not a bad, evil person. He just needs a little rebuking. And he says that Mary has chosen the better portion. It won't be taken away from her. The word portion there in the Greek is literally a serving of food. He's saying to Martha by the little smile on his face, Martha, you're making a steak of potato and green beans. That's great. But Mary, your sister, has chosen the better portion of food today. He was talking about his holy word. And so Jesus ever comes here. Jesus doesn't come here to hear our singing and our offerings. That's great. He loves that. Give an offering, sing, praise. Yeah, all that's great in thanksgiving. But he comes to serve his people with his word and his body and blood. That's what matters, that we get served because we need it. He doesn't need it. He comes to feed us, not to be fed by us. It's priorities. And I think it's good on rally to consider, am I listening to God's word? Am I at Jesus' feet? Am I in a Bible class? Or am I too lazy? Do I read the Bible at home or do I not have time? Am I raising my children to know the Word of God? Do I bring them to Sunday school? Do I teach them at home? Are these things important to me? Or is there soccer and ball games and everything else that get in the way? We need to look in the mirror a bit on a rally day about our response to the Word of God in our lives. Have you heard of Misha the talking dog? On the news this past week, they had a news clip, and he was actually on the Today Show Friday morning. Misha, this kind of husky-looking dog, he's a talking dog. And he tries to say, I love you, and I really love you, he says. And he's like a parrot kind of like dog. And they had him on the Today Show, and you can find him on YouTube. And on YouTube, on one of his videos there, 55 million people have made hits on that video. 55 million people want to listen to Misha the talking dog. Who cares about a talking, stinking dog? It's fun, I know. A little comedy in your day. Pastor, I could care less if you listen to the voice of an animal. But we do care as your pastors that you listen to the voice of the Almighty God. For Jesus has the words of eternal life. And His I love you is clear. His I love you is found in His blood at a cross. Listen to the word of your God. And listen again to the word of your God. And listen again and again because you doubt it. You don't believe it. So listen some more. His word says your sins are forgiven. His word says there's no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. His word says the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. Don't you want to hear that over and over again? When we sin and have such guilt and regret, the blood of Christ purifies me from all sin. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. What good news! His word says, as far as the east is from the west, so far He's removed our transgressions from us. And there's millions of other promises of the forgiveness of sins that give life and faith to God's people. It is good to serve the Lord. It is better by far to sit and listen to the word of the Lord as you're doing right now. And then there's the best. And the best is yet to come for the church. And that is to see the Lord in glory forever and ever in heaven. And that's the goal of all this, friends. To see our Lord in glory in heaven forever. The new heavens, the new earth, where there's no suffering, no pain, no 9/11, none of that. But glory forever with our God. And that's the goal of faith. That's why we have Sunday school and Bible class, a Lutheran day school, which is marvelous and incredible, campus ministry, La Follette, while we spread the word of God, that we may have faith and be in heaven one day. Things only get better for Mary and Martha. This is one little story, but things get better. They see greater things than this. They see Jesus raise Lazarus from the grave, their brother who died. They see the resurrection of the dead right in front of them. And they see the blood coming from Jesus' hands and feet and head and back on the cross. No doubt they were there at the cross and watched for a while anyway. They saw the risen Lord for those 40 days between Easter and Ascension. They saw Him, no doubt. They were part of the 500 plus that saw Him alive. And now, where are Mary and Martha? They're not dead. Mary and Martha live with Jesus. They see the face of Jesus and the Father and the Spirit face to face in glory. That's why the Lord was in their house. That's why the Lord's in this house. The Lord is not just trying to impart some nice information about Himself for them to consider. He's not giving them some Bible knowledge. The Lord wants them to have faith. Faith in Him as the Christ, the Messiah, that they live forever, that they overcome all things and live forever in heaven. And that's why we have the Word of God. Not so that your kid is smart and knows more than the other kid. Not just to impart some nice information about God that you might consider along with all the other information about God about out there in the world. We teach the Word of God and we preach it that you may have faith and persevere in the faith through trials, tribulation, cancer, death, tragedies, 9/11, that we persevere with faith in our God, that we see Him face to face in heaven. You don't think you need the Word of God anymore, you're wrong. The Word of God's our only hope. Come and listen, and one day you will see. NBC had a poll asking Americans, is America on the right track? Is America on the right track? 73% of the people in the poll said America is on the wrong track. 73 out of 4 people. Now, what do they mean by that? I think it probably means money. The economy's bad. We're going downhill. We don't have a job. And I realize that's important. But it's all about money and wealth and pleasure. And if that's not out there, we got to blame somebody. We're on the wrong track. Maybe on rally day we ask the congregation, is First Lutheran Church on the right track? Who says I? That's fairly meager, wouldn't you say, Pastor? Who says I? I. We are sinners, you say. Pastor, you're a sinner. I realize that. I am. Pastor Roberts is a sinner. Your leaders are sinners. Your teachers are sinners. We all are weak failures often in life. Yet I'm here to boldly say that we are on the right track. We're baptized in the name of Jesus. We're on the right track, as Pastor said so well. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're on the right track. We preach Jesus Christ and teach Jesus Christ in church, school, campus, the Follett. We're on the right track. We give Jesus' precious body and drink Jesus' precious blood for forgiveness. We're on the right track because Jesus Christ is the right track. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. You're bound to Him in faith. You're on the right track. No matter how much you sin and all the bad things you do, I do them too. But we hold on to Jesus. We're on the right track, for He is taking us to heaven. Stay close like Mary and Martha. Don't veer off and become lazy. Stay on the right track. Stay in the Word of God. Take the sacrament. Sit and listen like Mary. LA Day, we remember it's good to serve. Be a servant. It's better to sit and listen. That's our calling now above all, to sit and listen. And it's best to see our Lord in heaven. The best is yet to come for First Lutheran. We will see. For now, we serve even more so. We sit and we listen with gladness. Amen.